Well, it's the hour we've all been dreading or waiting for, depending on who you're asking. Guys, we're going to be breaking down season 5, episode 24. It is the third part of the reunion for Vanderpump Rules. We're starting right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh my God. I'm so excited for later on the internet.
Yeah.
Whoa, getting crazy.
Yeah, you are.
Getting wild in here already.
Oh, it's here.
It's here.
Oh my gosh.
This one's for you tonight, everybody watching, listening. Thank you all for joining us for this 6 month journey
when
that we've been on.
When we started the show, I was 24. And I'm now 50.
I have gray hair now.
I was 24 pounds lighter.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I joined at the end, so I'm kind of the same.
Yeah. Jesse, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, we had fun with you.
Oh my God, so for the first time ever, I want to remember to introduce ourselves. Hey guys, it's Megan Stecker, and I'm joined by everybody for the last time.
For the last time. Jesse D'Angelo here, guys.
Jay Ellis.
I wanted to be like,
are you trying? I wish I had a compact, so I could be like, Jay Ellis.
And
Instagram.
Like a quartered tissue.
Yeah.
And I am Matthew Evan Payne.
Lisa, like, I was gonna cry.
Oh yeah, I thought about shedding a tear.
I'm really sad tonight, actually.
I am bummed to be leaving you guys and never seeing you again.
Now, we've been receiving tweets and comments on our YouTube page pretty much since the beginning of the season saying how much love people have for us as the panel members at Vanderpump Rules. And I have to say, it has been a true pleasure to work with the three of you week after week.
Same.
Hasn't it been great?
Don't tell all my other co-hosts, but this has been my favorite show I've ever done.
Oh.
Ooh.
Just saying.
Wow.
I'm telling everybody.
News and gossip.
Keep it on the DL.
Breaking. You've heard it here first. Yeah.
And everyone say hello to our handsome engineer in the back.
Yes. Hey,
hey
Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Josh.
Ooh, love it.
Love that voice.
And I want to say real quick, too, since we're on this, that, like, thank you so much to all the viewers and listeners because they were so nice to us three joining because Megan's been here as the original and just has been so welcoming to all of us. So thank you guys so much for watching and tweeting and active.
Yeah.
Being active.
Megan is Stassi, and then you've got Kristen, Katie, and Sheena.
Boy, who's who?
We'll figure that out.
He said I'm Stassi?
I'm obviously Kristen.
I'll take it.
get a champagne bottle. It's sick if you make me... You try to make me Katie.
I'm Katie and that's Sheena.
But for the fans, we just want to say we've put a little something special together tonight. So stay tuned. We'll be putting it out across our social medias either later this evening or tomorrow morning.
I got work to do.
Depending on our tech expert editor over here. We'll get it out to you ASAP.
I can't believe it.
It's happening. I feel like this is like a funeral. Like, I feel very sad today.
Well, we're half of us are in black.
You're wearing all,
I am in
black. I decided to go with Lisa Vanderpump pink tonight.
No ruffle, though.
No.
And you do have a Pomeranian at your feet. So you just can't
see
it.
She does often wear a bow tie situation, though.
Those unfortunately.
Flowy blouses with like a flowy
bow tie. Yeah.
She's so carefree.
You're on brand. On brand.
There have been certain nights where we'll be watching the episode out there and it will be a Lisa interview and I'll look at Jay and I'll say, would you wear that? And he'd look at me and go, absolutely not.
It's no secret that her style is not my personal favorite.
You don't like silk tops?
Not really. I don't. I think it ages her. And I think that there's some looks, like we've seen her look great when she's just in like a, I mean, this is so not even relevant to the reunion. I'm so sorry, guys.
I was going
to
say, here it comes.
Yeah.
The sick moment of the week.
It's sick that she doesn't wear just like a normal like t-shirt and jeans because I think she looks so much more youthful and just like, like L.A. to me or something. I don't know. There's something about it.
I can't believe you're doing an It's Six so early in the show.
There's more. We got a lot of It's Six coming.
It's sick.
Well, this episode... Oh, Matthew, go ahead.
Also, if you're watching live, please make sure to join us in the chat room. We'll be responding to questions and we'll contribute any of your, I don't know, contributions.
Live. Perfect.
Live.
Jam-packed episode. I thought this was a good third one.
It was. Sure.
Heavy at the end. Whew. Mm-hmm. It was a lot.
Yeah.
Let us pick up with the New Orleans trip. New Orleans.
So happy we got back into this. This was like the highlight of the season.
Really, really was. Ugh. 3 episodes of pure bliss. Vanderpump mess bliss. I loved it. Andy starts out by picking up with Katie, asking why she accuses Tom and Ariana of being the reason that she's always fighting with her fiance. I was glad Andy got into this, because it's like, I felt like it needed to be relived.
This whole reunion has been very on it. Like, he is picking each scene apart, and I appreciate that from him.
Me too.
Like, that's his job. Like, I want you to get in there, and he digs in, like, to the question, and I'm happy that he went there with this.
And I believe that he actually watches, this is just my opinion, I'm under the belief that he actually watches the show and dissects it himself as a fan, rather than someone telling him what happened.
100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think he gets sent different edits of the show, right? Because I know that's how it is with Housewives. I've heard him on, like, a podcast or interview before saying that he gets sent, like, three different edits of each episode of each Housewives or something like that.
That's a lot to watch.
Yeah. If he's a producer, he does multiple run-throughs and sends notes back.
Yeah.
So, depending on if he's a producer or not, which I don't even know.
I don't think he is.
He's executive producer, is he not?
Oh.
It depends. I don't know.
I thought he stepped down.
A lot of the Housewives shows he is, but I don't know.
Now, what was Katie's response to that, though? She said at that moment she felt like that was their argument. She wasn't saying overall arc, but that was their, at that moment when she texted that. Valid?
I liked Sandoval's comment on the whole thing, saying, I think this was just a symptom of larger issue that was going on with you and Tom. Mm-hmm. You know, Katie and Tom, it really had nothing to do with the two of us. It's just...
Which is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And silence from you two. Okay.
Okay, I'm full disclosure, I apparently blacked out during the first 2 minutes of the reunion because my notes don't start until the Vegas stuff.
Well, okay. It's an improvement because you've actually taken notes.
That's true.
Oh, Matthew, can we see your notes?
Yeah,
for all the people watching?
In my laptop.
Oh,
convenient. By the way, for all of you who...
what is that?
He's modeling his sticker.
At Matthew E. Payne on Instagram
and
Twitter.
If you're unsure where to find him, it's Matthew E. Payne.
Thank you. Can we each do a plug for me, please?
No.
Megan.
No. I'm not feeling well today. I got my chloroseptic right here.
You feeling better?
Product placement.
My throat hurts.
Get this girl an
endorsement. From screaming at me, Jay, and Jesse before the show.
No.
My throat hurt until I used this chloroseptic.
And I would like to also plug Starbucks by saying I have that medicine ball everyone's been raving about on Instagram, and it's fabulous.
Oh, was it?
It was so good.
Has this ever happened to you? Spray. Wow, I can talk again.
I can be a radio host again.
No, there was honey in it. It was so good. Stand by for a sip of water here.
I'll talk. I don't have anything.
Oh, my God.
My throat's just so scratchy. Okay. We bring up Jax's apology to Stassi. Oh my God.
Can I just say...
We're live.
Oh, it
clearly
started?
It started? Oh, we're rolling. I almost brought a bottle of champagne just because it was our last one, but I thought, we're already so off the rails every time we get together. I can't.
I would have sounded like Katie. I would have sounded like Katie, like, yes.
We need to talk about Katie.
It was.
And please let us know in the live chat, guys. Were we alone on this? But we think Katie was under influence. I'm sweating.
I mean, highly sedated. You picked up on it first.
Yeah.
And everyone else was just like, after that, everyone else started noticing, and it was like, we couldn't look away.
Her behavior became incredibly heightened the more the episode progressed.
Slurred speech. Like this. She was smiling a lot.
Yeah. A lot of like,
yeah.
She didn't touch Schwartz for the entire first two reunion episodes, and now she just can't stop brushing her hand on him.
I was glad about it, though. It looked great. It was hilarious.
I was thinking maybe she took some of her gummy bears.
Maybe.
Edibles.
Yeah.
And then had a drink at lunch.
Totes. I think everyone drank at lunch.
Yeah.
I bet Crafty on set for them is just a full bar.
Oh, I felt like there was a certain point when Sheena was walking toward... Did you see the bottles behind her?
Oh, it like was walking like going off stage?
A, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see.
I think it was when they were preparing for Shay to come out. She walked toward what looked to be like a makeshift bar area, and I definitely saw bottles of water.
Mm.
But 24 pack.
Didn't Lala say last week that they like bring their own?
Oh, that's right.
Not on air.
Oh, oops.
Mike Bowman in the chat room says she had a few drinks with James at lunch.
James admitted he had the vodka soda.
Just one, though.
He said he only had
one. And I believe
he only
had one. Why not?
You do?
Yeah.
I do.
I don't.
I just think that, why does everyone care if he's drinking?
Because he's made a big stink about being sober. Yeah. I cared.
Did you?
I cared.
You're very caring.
He seemed so level-headed and kept his shit together in the first two episodes, and this one, he just lost it out of nowhere, screaming at Kristen.
But I think that was put on. I don't think those were really angry screams. I just thought it was, for the camera! Like, he's just gonna, like, go off.
I got more talent than a lot of you!
Yeah, no one argued.
I just don't know if he takes... Sorry, we're already at Kristen. But I think he doesn't take Kristen as seriously. Like, he's just like, whatever. Like, he said to her, you're not even relevant at this point.
Well, right. He had an interesting point when he told her, when we were in a relationship, you were all about what a great performer I am. And the second we broke up, you pretty much said what a bag of crap I am. So, choose one.
And I just, knowing what we know about Kristen, I could see her kind of making that flip real quick. About, like, changing her ideas of a person just based off of the show.
Well, and I'm sure maybe when you're in a relation with someone, your talent carries a little more stock, and you're like, babe, like, you're so talented.
Babe, and then they love it when you create an album on your iPad.
Babe, you know I love it when you spin. And then he does some douchey thing, and she punches him, and then it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I ever thought that piece of crap was talented.
You have sex on the hood of my Bimmer.
Can we all say hi to my mom?
Hi, Mom.
My mom listens every week. Oh, I guess... I just pointed to
the
camera.
The door.
Hi, Mom.
House of Pains.
My mom has not missed an episode this season, and she loves us.
What a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Hey, Miss Payne.
Was that sweetheart or sweet tart that you said?
Both.
Tart.
Okay.
Sweet tart.
Tart. That's what my mom like always called me.
She'll tell me tomorrow. Oh, Megan said hi, sweet tart. I thought she said hi, sweetheart, and then Jesse asked. It's like, hi, Mom.
Oh, that's so cute.
You're going to get a mean text in a minute.
No, she'll
keep
love
talking
it.
About her like that. Let's bring back up Jax's apology to Stassi. I kind of forget what Brittany said her reaction to it was.
She was upset. She cried to Sheena.
She did.
When he apologized to Stassi because all she wishes for is Jax to own when he's wrong and to give her a heartfelt apology like he gave Stassi.
You know what? It only took Stassi 5 years to get that apology. So, Britt, you just hold on.
Yep.
She needed that.
I think her bigger issue was that it happened in front of her.
I think so, too.
Which I still get, but it's just... I just never see Jax and Stassi ever being more than what they are now. And they don't even really talk when they're in a group setting. They're not really, like, besties anyway. So I wouldn't put too much weight on it. But I could still see how being in a relationship with a person who's throwing that much emotion at somebody else who they used to be in a relationship with would be a lot... I just talked so fast.
Right.
Would be really hard to
That would have pissed me off.
Yeah. I think there's zero chance that Stassi would ever get back together with Jax.
But vice versa, I don't think Jax would ever get back with Stassi.
I agree. And I see why Brittany was upset, but because it was in front of her, maybe. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when would those two be alone?
And would you want it to happen without you there?
Exactly. She probably would have been just as annoyed with that.
Yeah, imagine watching that on camera, and you're like, wait, I was over, like, having shots with the girls.
Yeah.
And then you're confessing how sorry you are to an ex. So I don't know if there really was an appropriate time for that, but I'm happy Stassi said that was a long time coming, and she wanted that.
And from what I understand is I think that his... What Brittany wants from Jax, apologies for being a jerk sometimes... Yeah. I think pales in comparison to whatever Jax did to Stassi. I think she needed an apology in order to move on. Mm. And he gave it to her, and I believe it was heartfelt.
I do, too. I don't think 100%. She ever would have gotten it if he wasn't on the verge of blackout drunk.
Right.
But she got it.
She seemed to not be bothered during the reunion, though, talking about it. Like, I think that she got the apology, and she accepted it.
Yeah.
Blackout or no blackout.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Because you could tell it was genuine. There was still truth behind it just because he was slappy.
Jax brings up... oh, God. Sorry, guys. How drunk Schwartz was on the New Orleans trip, basically saying, you know, the reason I was saying, like, let's get married or let's not get married or let's postpone it was because you were getting so... drunk out of how upset you were with Katie and your fights that, like, who would want to go to the altar that way? Jax had the best point, I thought, made the most sense he's ever made. I agreed with him.
I agreed with it, too. When you're that close to the wedding, I can see if you were having arguments over wedding details or things that, you know, would be natural. But to fight over serious issues that are going on between you guys so close to the wedding. Like, you need to work on yourself before you take that walk through the forest.
You know, you can't love anybody else if you don't love yourself.
How preach, RuPaul.
How the hell?
Now you're speaking my language. Yeah, but I think that Jax put a spin on it because I don't think that was his message at the Gator lunch. I think he was spinning it at the reunion because Katie's like, well, that's not how it sounded at the lunch. But then he was able to say, like, no, this is how I meant it. So
true. True. He did backpedal a little.
Yeah, I think he was a little like, now I'm caught in like a twist.
I mean, but it, and the whole situation was so bad that Sandoval cried at the Gator crab boil. And Ariana was even making fun of him at that point. And Ariana was there. This whole thing was, like, so uncomfortable to me because it just kept, like, rolling and rolling and rolling. And Andy wouldn't stop poking at Tom. Like, you're calling Katie a bitch. Like, he said it multiple times.
Yeah. But it's a big pivot. Like, that's a moment.
Tiffany Davis says, I love Megan and her over-the-shoulder coats.
Thank you. I'm kind of sweating because I may have a fever, but then we came into this room and it was frigid, so I had to do...
And Jesse will tomorrow.
Majgan Adil in the chat room says, I hope they bring James back for next season. I'd like to go around and see. Would you like to see him?
I would because I know that he has a hard time fitting in with the group and the storylines, but when he's there, it's really great television. The friction is real.
I agree, but after seeing... I haven't enjoyed him almost ever. I mean, I have... Okay, so he's good television. I like watching him because it makes me, like, mad in a way, but it's still good television. He's captivating to watch, but I appreciate him on tonight's episode. He was a little more carefree, and I would like to see him in a storyline where we can see that side of him. I don't need to see him getting crazy to appreciate him.
Yeah. I think you said it for me. That's exactly... It was a breath of fresh to, like, have him off the second half, because at the reunion, I was like, oh, he's actually fun and witty and, like, involved. I liked that aspect, because if you ask me episode 8... Probably not, but after episode 85 that we just watched, I kind of want him back on the show.
I would like to see him back next season if they can find a storyline that fits him.
Yeah.
They've made it work with... I just don't know where he fits, because if Lala comes back, then it makes sense because Lala's in the group. But this group changes so often that you never know who's in with whom.
Correct.
Yeah. Did I use that right?
I think so.
Sure, friends.
Sometimes it's who.
Yeah. Okay.
Sky Patterson in the chat room says, Jax has real life issues and needs to get it fixed. Brittany is too soft and too nice when Jax is being mean. She doesn't put her foot down the way she's supposed to.
I don't think that's in her character, though.
Correct.
Sky.
Yeah.
Hi, Sky.
Hi, Sky. I also think that she has made him into, like, almost good boyfriend material, which no other girl was ever able to do. So something's going right.
Do you believe that he is head over heels for Raquel the way that he carries on?
Wait.
Huh? Oh, you're on James again?
Oh, I thought you were on James.
No, oh, Jack. I'm Jax. Talking about Brittany and Jax.
Yeah, I know, and then I got confused. It happens sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Listeners and co-hosts.
R.I.P. Well, Bradley Cooper.
It's so funny.
That one's going to... not day off for a long time, really.
I thought we'd move past that, but
never. Oh, darn. Totally agreed with Sandoval when he said you guys spent the entire summer licking Katie's bunghole.
Boop, boop. Oh. I was trying to bleep you.
He's a self-censoring one over here.
I mean, I think as an audience member, that's exactly what it looked like to me. That's exactly what was happening.
I mean, it's so telling when Sheena goes, I didn't want to bring up my personal stuff because it was Katie's summer.
Like, hysterical. Because I wasn't allowed to because it was Katie's summer.
Yeah, I think that she was fearful of the wrath of the other three.
Agreed.
She has said that multiple times.
Yeah.
And I can't tell them this.
I'm jumping ahead because I feel like it might be a good time to bring this up. I think that when Tom Sandoval and Kristen were going back and forth, and Tom Sandoval was pretty much saying that he has Tom Schwartz's back the way that Kristen has Katie's. 100%.
Yeah. Agreed.
On that point, I mean, Kristen said it was none of your business, Sandoval. Was it hers? Was that her responsibility to bring up that fight? Because New Orleans, I mean, I'm so happy to know that the footage that we got was just as confusing to the rest of the cast because Stassi's like, I heard screaming about Sia. And I mean, that episode, I remember we were talking about how disjointed. I was like, it was like Clue, like Miss Scarlet was in the library while
with
this person.
Stick.
Yeah, with a candlestick.
It was a Clue reference, Jay.
Oh, I didn't get it. I've never played. But the...
Are you serious?
Never the right way. My sister... Well, never mind. But okay. Anyway, I was just like, I'm so happy to know that everybody else was just as confused as to what was going on, because it just felt like the cameramen were just like, who are we supposed to be on?
I don't think they knew what to do.
Right. Well, it seemed like even... I was surprised to see that it seemed like Katie was kind of pissed at Kristen about this whole thing.
I think so, too.
She's like, you know what? You started all this. People were sleeping in their beds and awoken to this drama out in the hallway.
Yeah.
That it wasn't the right time.
And I think that when we saw that original episode, it appeared that Stassi was eavesdropping on Carter and Sandoval.
Yes.
But I did not get that at the reunion. Like, I think that she was trying to figure out what was going on, why they were talking about Sia. Mm-hmm. But I also felt like tonight it seemed more like the guys were really hammered. Like, it seemed like Carter and Sandoval were both slowing,
yes.
And I didn't get that watching it the first time. I don't know why.
I didn't think Carter was as drunk the first time that I had watched it. Yeah.
Did you think tonight?
This tonight, it seemed really apparent.
Okay. I'm glad I'm not alone with that.
That they didn't bring out Carter for one of those, like, 15-minute or...
Same. Yeah.
Maybe he's not contractually attached at all, so he's like, nah.
Right, but I just think he's been involved in... He was in, like, one of the bigger moments of the season. Like, instead of Stassi's brother, we could have got, like, Carter to clear up a little bit of what happened.
Because I feel like Kristen would have pushed for that. She would have been like, babe, come on. Like, just come on. Like,
and then you can... I mean, if you want to get engaged to me on that moment, too.
Like, I'm okay with that.
A lot of people, too, I don't know if you happen to see, but a lot of people had comments about Nikolai from last season saying that they thought that it ate up way too much time.
They did too much with
really?
It.
I did everyone, say that. Everyone.
It didn't bother me, but I think that's because I probably feel that way because I love seeing
He's
him
wonderful.
On the show.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I feel like it ran a little long.
I mean,
that
would have
been
three...
cute for like the last segment to lighten things up at
True.
The end of tonight's
Maybe, yeah.
episode.
I agree. Good that would have been a great place to put it.
I mean, I think he was a favorite of everyone who watches the show because those moments were so endearing, like the one with him and Stassi, their heart to heart. And so I get why they did it. But now, looking back, I feel like they should just leave him for those moments when he gets to come on the show.
Right.
Because it was doing too much, and it fell flat for me. Didn't land.
Didn't land.
Sometimes, yeah.
You try.
The whole room ended up, as this Tom and Katie and New Orleans discussion spiraled, the whole room ended up screaming at one another and over top of one another about whether or not Tom had sex with the girl in Vegas.
Tom Schwartz.
Schwartz had sex with the girl in Vegas.
The subtitles
yes.
just said
Putting
people
aside...
yelling over each other.
Yes.
I might have said this last week, but I've never seen Andy have to quiet everybody so much ever.
Yeah. I'm ovulating. I wanted Kristen to yell that again.
I can't.
Forgot about that. That was
Where
great.
Did we I'm land ovulating. On? Where did we all land on the... Did he or didn't he? He's not even sure still. So it kind of doesn't matter what anybody else thinks because he was the only one there.
And Katie really didn't answer either.
Correct.
Because someone asked her directly. I don't know if it was Andy or...
I think Andy.
Well, you have to, I guess, who else would have asked?
Well, it could have been Sandoval because Sandoval's been asking a lot of questions this reunion.
He was really trying to fill in there.
And Katie was just like, well, I guess... She almost seemed like she was starting to answer, and then she was like, well, I guess whatever, like, the physical stuff, like, I kind of just...
I think it sounded like she thought he did, and she forgave him, so since she forgave him and married him, she needs to get the F over it.
That's what I got, because if it was... If she believed that he didn't, then you would have said that. The only reason you would, like, evade the truth at all is if you think he did.
I don't think Tom Schwartz did sleep with a girl in Vegas. There might have been kissing... but I just don't... I mean, Sandoval told us that he was not functioning to be able to sleep with the woman. I don't think that he did.
What if it was, like, just the tip?
I'll bet it was.
Just touch public.
Thanks. Set you up for that.
Thank you. Carried on.
I bet he had whiskey, you know what,
yeah.
And it was just the tip.
Whiskey D?
Yeah.
I just don't think he's the type of personality who would do that. Like, I think even in your drunkest state, he would have Katie in the back of his mind, and maybe after the kiss, he was like,
He's blackout, he said. That's all bets are off.
All right. I want to wish the best for him because I like him.
Mm. I do too. He's Love so him. Handsome. Okay. Andy moves on to who is going to be the next to get engaged and married. Who do you guys think?
Who's in a relationship? There's James and Raquel. There's Kristen and Carter.
Jax and Brittany.
Jax
Tom
and Brittany.
And Ariana.
Tom and Ariana. But they're not. It's not going to be them.
Oh. I feel like Andy threw Kristen and Carter into the mix because he felt bad about missing her in the
watch
intro.
What happens.
Oh, and Watch What Happens, yeah. Even though it seemed like he wasn't in control of
that. Yeah. I don't know.
I guess Jax and Brittany seem the most logical. They have their spinoff, and if it goes well, I'm sure they're going to want to renew
the finale.
It. So, yeah.
I think it's going to be Tom and Ariana.
You think so?
I do.
Insider scoop?
I just have a weird, deep down feeling in my gut. No insider scoop.
Okay.
Just my intuition that could be totally fucking wrong.
She does seem... I like that you're free to say whiskey dick, but you'll say fuck.
Now we have an explicit rating.
Slipped right out.
Shit,
sorry.
Came out earlier.
I know.
clean your mouth out.
Just taking a hit of that chloraseptic.
My throat hurts so bad.
She didn't seem as resistant at the reunion to answer the engagement thing, which I'm sure that question's getting old to her at this point. Like, why aren't you just getting married at this point? Like, he's such a good
guy.
She's
like, I don't bleeping want to.
Yeah.
Stop.
But like I feel enough. Like she'll yeah. slip away and have, like, that cool, like, ceremony she was talking about. Like,
I agree.
Like, just the piece of paper at the courthouse
or,
and no ceremony.
Or I feel like they would do, like, the beach, like, the Pamela Anderson type. I could see Ariana in, like, a white bikini saying I do. No?
Did Pamela Anderson do that?
Yeah.
Tommy Lee.
Oh.
And Tommy Lee.
Okay. Love that.
Oh, and she looked perfection.
I don't doubt that at
yeah.
all.
It's so good. The photos are so good. Google that.
Okay.
It's so good.
I also enjoyed Andy referring to Tom bathing before his wedding as a
horse bath.
Oh there. My God. Been Andy there. Was going in.
Yeah. He's doing his work tonight.
He really was. I was so proud of him.
Yeah. Was that it?
I don't know. Any thoughts on the horse bath? No? Okay.
I don't really think, I still don't believe that that was his actual shower before. I think he hopped into the shower after.
I don't know.
Oh. All right.
I want to say yes, but at the same time, what was he doing then? I can see if he was just, like, playing in the river or in, like, a pool or something. They're like, oh, that was his bath. But he looked like he was there
for
with purpose.
Real.
You know what I want yeah. is, like, the cameramen. I want interviews with the camera people who just go, like, we just followed him to the river. And, like...
Okay, have you seen the special that Bravo has
yes.
about
yes.
the season one? Yes, because it's, like, all the camera people and producers being like,
what?
I have seen Jax have sex 5 times.
Mm-hmm. I need that more.
I did not see that.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah, where can we find it?
I don't know. Like, my DVR just automatically recorded it because I'm sure it has, like, the Vanderpump Rules in the title, which triggered it to record it. It was so good.
Basically, the rundown was that they thought it was going to be really hard to get these people out of their shells, but they said day one, it was just nonsense. Like, these people were crazy
day
one.
Week one, it was like Stassi was, like, threatening to murder Jax, like, slit his throat again.
It's worth watching if you catch it.
It's so good.
I want to see it
see
now.
That.
Yeah, I don't know where it's at.
Maybe
but.
It's on Hulu or something. I'll look.
And then it's like Andy's like, here's the map they tried to draw for me of all the relationships that everyone has.
And you sent that.
Oh, weren't you going to do that?
Yes, but it's already been done for me. So you guys can just Google it.
Google Vanderpump Rules sleeping chart.
I know. Like, what was I going to call it? The sex map or something?
Sex map.
Sex.
I like that better.
Funny. Andy brings up Ariana and Tom maybe getting engaged. And he says, you know, Tom kind of proposed to you at Tom and Katie's wedding. And she said, and that was so tacky. Poor Tom.
Not he was tacky, but just that whole sentiment.
That getting, well, I think that getting engaged at someone else's wedding would be tacky.
It
and
is.
Way to steal a thunder.
Speaking of proposals, oh my God, I was at the bar Friday night for my friend's surprise 30th birthday party. So she walks in. She turned 30 at midnight. So she walks in from, like, a really nice dinner her boyfriend had taken her to the bar. And, like, we're all there. Like, cake, champagne. Like, the band played Happy Birthday. 2 seconds later, this guy jumps down on his knee and proposes. And I was like, oh, God. Not her boyfriend. Like, people
from
we
friend's
don't.
Group, though?
No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
Like, people we don't know at all. Right in front of our whole group of, like, we're trying to celebrate her 30th birthday. And she goes, well, that's going to be hard to top. And I was like,
yeah.
Poor thing. Like, it's like her 30th.
No.
Her boyfriend went to so much trouble to plan this surprise. And now she's like, well, now I'm 30, but this girl's engaged. That's
it sounds
great.
Like the
Did
way that Tom
yes?
proposed.
Yeah.
Schwartz.
yeah.
Like the fake
like
out.
Created a scene.
Beast.
I know.
How dare they?
Beast.
And then someone stole two cupcakes from, we had like a whole couch situation.
Now
listen, it was hilarious.
Think there were cupcakes?
There was a whole couch situation and a really nice like coffee table in front, like, you know, like the coffee house with friends.
Yeah.
at the bar, and we had this beautiful cake plate full of, like, these amazing cupcakes, and some random chick at the bar comes up and steals two and tries to run out, and the birthday girl follows her and goes, "You whore."
Oh, God.
It was so... Vanderpump Rules, I was so proud of her. She was like, "You whore, don't you ever show your face here again," and slaps the cupcakes out of her hand onto the sidewalk.
Wow.
Really?
Swear to God, it was the best birthday party I've ever been to.
Can I tell you, I've actually been in a similar situation. When I first moved to L.A., the only friend I knew out here took me to a friend's birthday party, and, you know, there was, like, an area where obviously our party was going on, mm-hmm. and there was, like, the cake or whatever, and these two random people came up, and I didn't know almost anyone else in the group, so I just assumed they were friends with them. They came up and they're cutting off the cake and taking it. I'm like, "Oh, I didn't see them all night." And then I was like, "Oh, who are they with?" And they're like, "We don't know them." I was like, "They just fucking took your cake." They went up, they were like, "Are you kidding me? Have you no class?" And they weren't really apologetic about it. Like, they could have given a shit that they just stole someone's cake. I was appalled.
I feel like I'd be okay if they really wanted it that bad.
But, like,
I mean, at least ask, you freaking psycho killers.
Beast. Did you beast just take that cake?
Mike Bowman says beast.
How dare you?
I love it. I don't even remember what was said about the James Kennedy fight, like when they showed up to actually like pick on him at his job and he got kicked out of his own show.
I mean, Kristen's still proud of that. She's like, "You
disgusting."
What? Michelle D, the chat room, regarding Tom Schwartz's bath in the river.
The horse bath?
Michelle D writes, "Did Tom even have soap?"
That's no, what makes of course me... not.
I just think it's so funny. I think it's a good question. We'll follow up. That's why I have to assume that he's
this thing on.
No. Josh, we muted him, right?
Can you turn me up?
Can you turn me up? What was I going to say?
No one cares.
Kristen was proud of that.
I wasn't talking to you. Kristen was taking that moment with pride. Like, that she showed up to that performance and ruined it.
Well, I mean...
the flashback was
not to sound shady, but I mean, she could count on one hand how many things brought up at this reunion she was relevant to, and this is one of them. So I think she was just like, "Here it is."
Did James throw a rocks glass at them?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, he did?
Well, I heard it looked like he threw something.
It's a rocky start, bro.
I can't believe Jax, he was still on probation at that time, right?
Yeah.
Ugh. And he, like...
You know what? This is actually a really interesting point Sky Patterson has. Sky says, "I actually would rather some of the cast members were put on MTV's Real World. 8 of them living in a mansion in Santa Barbara or Miami being followed around with a camera crew."
That's why I'm saying, for my spinoff... TM, that they go to New York, they open another...
TM.
And they open another Sir. They live in a house together because they don't live in New York.
Right.
And they all live in an apartment together, and they're training the staff of the new restaurant.
Because it's exhausting at this point to watch them running around pretending that they work at a restaurant. And well, then they making do
still, except for Kristen and...
Stassi.
They all still have to work there one night or two.
Yeah, but, I mean...
Which I still...
obligatory,
contractual... If I were a cast member, I'd be like, "New."
Right, but they're doing it, as I believe, as part of their contract obligations.
Right.
They also have smaller sections. Sheena said, because they get stopped so often for pictures, people want to talk to them, sit in their sections, so they give them, like, 2 tables.
Yep.
And then people are, like, asking for hugs and stuff. So really, the odds of you getting them is rare, but you would see them in the restaurant.
I just think it's exhausting to watch them, really, whether it's working there one night a week or not, having to keep that facade up of, like, playing waitress. Give them something else to do. Because,
they're trying.
They're trying, but they're not...
Yeah. Tom-Tom.
They're not landing.
Tom-Tom. I like the Tom-Tom story.
I love it. Me too.
Plus, I feel like it's probably more of a meet-and-greet shift, because they're the reason that I feel like Sir is still successful. I mean, I read the not-so-great reviews on Yelp.
You write the not-so-great reviews on
Correction,
Yelp.
I write the not-so-great.
I'm kidding, everyone.
So for people to know that they might see one of them there is part of the allure.
And that is true, because I feel like I am constantly hearing or being asked, you know, "Do Katie or Sheena really..." It's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
At Pride, I turned a corner and bumped into Brittany, and Jax was there, and Tom was on the bar, and, I mean, everybody was there.
Yeah.
They're there.
I have news.
And Jay was like, "Hey, Brittany."
My friend ran into Brittany in the bathroom, I guess at a restaurant. I forget where she said they were. And she's like, oh my God, I get so much more excited to see anybody from Bravo than a real celebrity. She's like, and I was like asking Brittany a million questions. And she said, they're not engaged yet.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's, so that takes them out of the running.
Takes them out of the running.
Tiffany Davis says she loves your Sir New York idea way more than the Jackson Brittany spinoff.
We're not watching.
Right? I know we're not, I'm not watching.
I don't know if AfterBuzz is even covering that.
I doubt it. If we're not covering it, I don't think anybody else is covering it.
Shade.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, did we would be us.
Did we do Summer House?
Did they do that?
No, no one did Summer House, did they?
I don't think there was any interest.
Left on the grid.
I don't think there was any interest.
You know what? They can't all be gems.
Not on the grid. Not on the grid.
Off the grid, off the rails.
Okay. And here we go. We should have drank this episode.
I know, guys. I'm so sorry.
Could that brought the champ?
That's the last
one. Can you
one.
Do your impression of Kristen with the champagne bottle for me? Nailed it.
So good.
I can't wait for later. We're going to be Instagram stars, by the way.
It gets 3 views.
I know. I was going to say, anytime I build something up in my head, it's like, we're capping at 5 views. I just see
that. Speaking of building things up in your head, what a weekend ahead.
Excuse me. Hold on. I have notes. Shay comes back.
Okay. Okay, it's time to get serious.
Oh my God. Really, side note, before MTV's Real World is getting renewed for season 33.
Ugh, okay. Shut your filthy mouth.
I'm 104 years old, if that's true.
I watched season 1.
Do you remember Real World Miami? Hands down, the best Real World.
Is that season? The Miz?
Oh, no, it was
The
not.
Miz? Mike?
No, he was on Back to New York.
Okay.
Come on, Megan.
Lived it. I lived both New Yorks, first of all. Calm it down. Season 1, San Francisco was killer.
Was Tommy Roman on that one?
I think that was season 2, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Right.
Oh, what was the one? Oh, Seattle was amazing. Oh, God. With
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Season 11.
Who was in New Orleans?
Good one, Josh.
Melissa.
Was that Cameron?
The people.
No, New Cameron's Orleans. In San Diego. That really, really, really hot gay guy whose boyfriend came from the army and they couldn't show his face.
Oh, yeah.
That might have been New Orleans.
That was New Orleans.
Okay.
Oh, God. So many good ones. Well.
God. Oh, my God.
Is that how I say it?
So many good ones.
You know what?
That was Megan before the chloroseptic.
Yeah. My God.
Are you guys ready to start the show?
Yeah. You're ready in the swamp. For both New Yorks.
Hey, guys.
And which one was it? Was it New Orleans?
You're ending in the swamp.
Les élèves en temps roulé.
Yeah.
Who was in that one? Was that Ruthie in Real World Hawaii?
She was.
Oh my God, Hawaii!
That was Tech?
Oh my God, yeah. Hawaii!
When Ruthie just straight up just fell off
the stool.
Took
her clothes off and... Remember they had... She was like the naked cast member.
Was Seattle the one where the guy slapped the girl across the face?
He won with Lyme
disease, was already leaving and he ran up to the car as like someone was driving her away and he smacks her in the
face. That's upsetting.
It was not. It was amazingly
entertaining. Huh?
Did you see it?
So yeah.
It was upsetting.
I just, yeah. Violence here.
Okay,
me.
Fine. We're
you guys, we're recapping the entire series of The Real World. Stay tuned.
Okay, wait. We have to get serious because we're talking about something really sad.
Okay.
Okay, so Shay came back.
Brittany's in love.
Your transitions are my absolute favorite, by the way.
Because they're so jerky.
We have to talk about something really serious. So Shay came back.
Guys... Is there anything left to talk about that was funny that happened?
I didn't write anything up until Shay.
Oh,
just
God.
51K, which, I mean, again, that number is so hard to hear for that wedding.
51K is what they spent on that damn wedding in the woods?
Oh, and then Katie was like, bargain price.
Slurry McFlurison.
It's a bargain price.
Katie, yeah. She'd had. I think they were having a fun time.
No, I agree.
Letting the hair down.
Oh, no, I loved it, yeah.
Hey.
Bargain. Party. It's bargain price.
Bargain.
Okay, we really do have to talk about what
guys. Shay came. Well, and leading up to this moment, I was like, I was happy that Stassi said, we're here for you. And I mean, even
yes.
in the previews,
yes.
they were
and
saying,
Kristen.
Like, we all have your back.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice.
I really, really like Stassi. I love that she was supportive in that moment. I think Sheena really needed that.
Mm-hmm. I think throughout the entire 15 minutes that this was going on, seeing her reactions, it was like,
well, I kept cluing in on her.
Mm-hmm. Her face was showing how uncomfortable it was for everyone. Mm-hmm.
I could feel how tense her shoulders were. Like, you know, mm-hmm. when you're in a situation like that, and then all of a sudden you just kind of snap out of it and you realize that you almost like pulled your neck because your shoulders are so tense. I could mm-hmm. feel that from watching her.
I really loved, though, also, with that being said about Stassi being there for Sheena, I really loved how Schwartz was there for Shay, not letting him be alone.
Yeah.
But those guys just don't have, Schwartz especially, it's just so hard for them to like cut that tie off. Like, they don't know how to do it. Like, it's not like a you hurt this person, so you hurt me, which I appreciate in one way, but it's just, I was happy to see that he had a little bit of support there, too, and I think Shay came in, and he seemed like he was going to be very defensive, because he even did, like, oh, come on, Lisa, and, like, he had zero interest in being there. I just have to imagine that that's so uncomfortable, so I'm happy he did have a little bit of backup.
I really thought he was going to tell Lisa to go F herself.
yeah. Thought a cigarette. Thought Diana was going
to
be in the back.
I like, really quick, I like those behind the scenes.
Same.
Footage leading up to that. I actually was hoping we were going to get more because the initial sneak peek of the entire reunion mm-hmm. with the behind the scenes mm-hmm. and like Lala coming in, I love that. So I was like, oh, I hope we get a lot more of it. And it's never enough. I like that stuff.
It's never enough.
Because they're talking to the makeup people and they're just like, I don't know what's, you know, like a producer's like, how are you feeling? I don't know how I feel. Like, mm-hmm. I want
to
see that.
And they do it on Housewives a lot too. Like when they say they're going to commercial and then you can tell they cut, it's like everyone getting up and be like, can I get a Diet Coke and shit? Like, I love that stuff.
I love seeing who gets Diet Coke.
You should be a PA.
I did it once. I'll never do it again. Not for me.
On Housewives?
No.
No, I just
didn't. Oh, that would have been something. For a music bid.
Ah, gotcha.
When I first moved here. speaking of music.
Some of the facts. Some of the facts. Shay and her have not seen each other for 4 months. And he's back living at his parents'.
Which I think that when he said that, there was a collective heartbreak noise that we all made.
Yeah.
Like, say that again?
Like when Andy asked Shay where he was living now, and Shay said, I'm living with my parents, I think the four of us collectively were like, oh.
Because it was like first question out of the gate, and she's like, yeah, I live with my parents. Like,
because, I mean, not to sound rude, but that's just, like, the ultimate, like, bottom. Like, you just, you didn't pick yourself back up. Like, that's just, like, that's the move you had to make.
Right.
Like, it takes the air out of your lungs.
They said that they really tried to work on it, and I don't doubt that they did. But how much more could they have done? Or was that really it?
I mean, I think when they laid it all out, it was kind of like there was no repairing the damage that had been done because mm-hmm. he broke her trust not once but twice. And I think that's really all you, at the end of the day.
Once for me.
You know, when the trust is broken, it's gone.
What's interesting is they had such different timelines of when they felt like the marriage was done. And so I think she said 3 months into the marriage, and he said about a year ago. Which what is that, like a year and a half into the marriage? So like
I think he was referring to when she found out about the sexting, which was right before their first anniversary. She ended up saying,
right. And Schwartz said it best. He's not defending what he did. He's just acknowledging the facts. Mm-hmm. But it's just, and then Tom Sandoval comes in. I mean, my hero. He goes like, why would you even entertain that? Like, if you really thought you were working on a relationship with somebody, don't entertain that thought. Because all it takes is, like, a nugget of temptation, and you've already lost the trust with that other person. Yeah. If you're even considering it, to me.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I agree.
I cried watching this.
It's just sad.
It's tough.
And, oof. It's just so real, because this cast keeps it so real.
I had a question that I wanted to ask you guys. Yeah. He said that his addiction was brought out on TV. His family didn't know. His friends didn't know. Do you think that was beneficial? Like, would he have addressed this if it wasn't public knowledge?
I'm not sure. I think it holds him to higher accountability now that everybody knows that he can't get away with it.
I
mean, he was getting away with it, and she didn't know.
Yeah.
And they got married, you know. I don't...
Right, and, I don't know. It's tough with things like this, because you have what just happened on Survivor with that, you know...
outing the trans person.
Yeah, and obviously that's not okay, and obviously this is not the same thing. But should it have been his, you know, information to share? But then at the same time, who knows? What if he was going to keep unraveling, and if this didn't come out and he didn't tell anyone, who knows if, like, something bad happened and he could be dead, you know? Mm-hmm. So in a situation like this, I have to believe it only could have been good that it came out.
Do you have
anything? But I get why he's pissed.
I said it, I think it was last week, and I'm going to say it again. You know, we're wishing Shay all the best.
Yeah.
And Sheena, we're wishing you all the best, too. I hope that if Shay needs help, he finds it. Mm-hmm. And I hope that they're both able to move on and find love and find peace.
Agreed. I think she definitely has. Like, she's moved on. She's happy.
When he found out that Rob was the guy, that was so uncomfortable.
Yes. And you know what I wanted to say? I relate to Ariana so much. And when she said, I just want to hear from you. It's like, that's how we all felt. We just want to, like, snatch him by the throat and be like, what are you thinking? What is your defense?
Yeah.
Or, you know what? Maybe you have a really good point. You need to say it. And it just made him seem very guilty in the whole situation to not have anything to say for himself.
And I totally agree with that. But at the same time, he's not one of the primary
principal
cast members who needs to share.
Like, I think she means behind closed doors, though, because... Yeah, I think she means behind closed doors. Because Ariana is clearly someone who's very, like, I'll listen.
Because during the reunion, every time he opened his mouth, he would start the sentence and then he would drift off. And she was like, you keep starting and not completing your sentences.
You just ghost.
She's like,
ghost.
Yeah.
Ghost.
If that line had come from Katie or Stassi or Kristen, I'd have been like, I want more from you. I'd have been like, you just want it for the show. But I feel like Ariana goes to Sheena's house outside of the show.
I do too.
They hang out.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I think, and even, I mean, I'm on Sheena's side on this because I feel like she gave a lot of choices or chances to him. And he was just like, and I know to be in that position, he's just like, I mean, I don't know, dude. Like, he kept like the same monotone. I don't think he was in the right headspace to deal with this conversation on air. I don't think he's prepared for television. I just don't think he's meant for it.
Right. Which is maybe another reason the marriage didn't work is that they were together before she was on this show, and then it took off like a rocket, and it just is not something meant for him or something he wanted to be involved with.
And that's totally fine.
Yeah.
Like, that is a totally okay thing. Like, people are not meant for reality TV, and I get that. Right. I just don't think he's going to be able to articulate clearly what he wants or what he wanted.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I wish he would have.
It would have been nice if he had planned something to say rather than winging it.
Shaking his head and being like, dude,
Because he said, I wanted to come here and do this. And I mean, if maybe he was contractually obligated, but I don't feel like he would have said that if he didn't want to come there and at least speak his piece. But then he didn't really do that.
Mm-hmm. And I think even when he was in the makeup chair, they asked him, what are you feeling right now? And
I don't know. Right? Yeah. I will say he sounded the most well thought out when he just kind of said, I'll always love you. And that's what made me cry because I saw like Kristen, Brittany crying. And I thought it was really touching that they hugged in the end.
And I don't doubt that.
I think it was good closure because there was so much like they literally did decide to divorce on camera and then they hadn't seen each other. She said that she hadn't talked to him because he wasn't paying his own cell phone bill, so she stopped paying it for him. And God knows if he got another phone paid for by him, you know, that he got for himself. She didn't know the number.
Yeah.
So it's very jarring to see him after all that time and the what had gone wrong in their relationship and to hear him say, like, I'll always love you and hug in the end. It was really, really touching.
It was nice to see after all of that because it was so tense. Like, you could hear a pin drop. And I think even the first thing Andy said, he was just like, this is really odd. Like, we watch you guys have this fairy tale wedding on TV, and now here we are. So it was nice to see them end it that way.
Yeah, I want to say it was the best thing that could happen this early because he could have, like, hemorrhaged her account, hurt himself, and I think that she just agreed that it was the best thing. Like, this was the only option for them.
I thought that Jax and Schwartz had great sentiments about, you know, you guys can go, you know, you'll separate and be even better than you were before and better than you were together. I thought that was very nice.
Yeah. Agreed.
I think it's agreed too. Matthew, you're so serious.
No.
He took it hard.
Really?
Well, in a sense, yeah, because we really do know these people. For the past 5 years, we've been watching them, and we sometimes crack jokes at them and have a laugh at their expense. Mm-hmm. It is an after show, after all. But we have been watching them for 5 years, and we know them, and we invest in them, and we like them or love them, and it's sad to see when one of them is struggling.
It broke my heart watching them say their vows, like the flashbacks. Yeah. I remember how excited she
was. And how cute the proposal was at Lisa's house. And
when I think of Sheena, I don't think Homewrecker, but maybe that's because I don't watch Housewives. So my introduction to Sheena was Vanderpump Rules. Mm-hmm. But for him to be labeled as a druggie, do you think that label's going to stick? This sounds rude, but are people going to care in about a half month after the next season starts?
Well, I mean, hopefully.
I think he'll be under a microscope. I think that people will always wonder if
he's... I'm hoping for him that he can stay clean and go on with his music group, and that's a new thing, and people don't know him as the guy from Vanderpump Rules. Like, I'm hoping that for him, because I think it's a different audience.
That song was rough.
Like, I didn't listen to it.
Well, the clip you played for us, it wasn't...
Yeah.
The fact that you're writing a breakup song... Yeah, and it's not... I don't know. I think you were away from the table. But it's just, it wasn't... To write your song and have it come out on the reunion night, like, you're kind of using the show's platform still if you don't want to be involved in with it.
And the video looked like a montage of stalker cell phone footage.
I wasn't watching the video, I just heard the audio.
It was like someone coming in from behind, like, on the side of a couch, like, watch what happens live. I was like, oh.
Yikes.
Could have just done it on SoundCloud.
Not a good look, Mike Shay. Oh, boy. Well, look, they both wanted to get out their side of the story. They did. And now they're putting these chapters to bed.
Yeah.
Much like we putting their reunion to bed. Tom Tom Bar. Sandoval cries over being so excited about it, and Schwartz is still sitting over there shaking in his boots.
It's going to happen.
Too much responsibility.
He just doesn't want a job, and I get it. I wish.
I mean, it'd be nice. Yeah. It'd be nice.
Although Lala's Lounge has a ring to it.
It really
does. Tell you
Who
what?
Brought that up?
Auntie.
Yeah, I was into it. Lala Lounge?
Of course.
Oh, did you hear
it? Are you supposed to have that much of that? I feel like you're going to pass out. I don't know what's in there.
I'm not swallowing it. I'm just letting it get on the back of my throat to numb it up a little.
Do you remember when I asked Lala when she was here last week if she worked at...
Gross. Oh, don't God, swallow it.
When I asked Lala if she was working at Vanderpump Dogs or Pet... What's it called?
Vanderpump Dogs.
Oh, I heard that rumor, Vander too. Dogs. That so, she's working there.
Right. So she said no, that if she does, it will be for volunteer work. And she said, I really need to get over there, something along those lines. Did anyone else see there was a tweet or something where it's confirmed that she's going to be part of that spinoff for Lisa's Vanderpump Pets show?
Wait, I didn't see they're having a spinoff.
Brandon Romano sent me that.
Oh, okay. I wonder if I was tagged in that because I feel like I saw that. Oh, maybe not then.
I didn't see that,
maybe I got a DM too, JLS.
Maybe you did.
Hashtag jealous.
I didn't see that, but when she said that in studio, we moved on to another question quickly, but I could get a sense that she was coming up with an answer because she couldn't say her real involvement. Like, I just got a sense from her that she
you can, like, tell us the truth.
No. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The way she answered. Feminism.
Oh.
Well, why didn't you do your journalistic feminism job?
Journalistic is
such as.
Maybe and such as. Tom Tom Club is going to be another Vanderpump spinoff.
Well.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I just wonder when I'm too old for Bravo.
Oh,
never.
Ah!
Never.
Listen, Ramona is 60 damn years old.
Is she really?
Is she?
Yes.
Is she?
Yes.
We all.
I know, she looks so good.
Is
she keeps getting that face.
Alexa, how old is Ramona? From the real
Ramona is 60.
Siri. Shout out to Cecil Cermino. Sorry, I don't know how to say your name.
Oh, hey, Cecil Cermino.
She's been...
Cecil Cermino.
Oh, wait. Who in reply to Matthew's tweet today about our show tonight, said, "No, I've been dreading this day. The best panel.
Thank you.
Aww. Thanks, girl.
We really are.
I feel the same way about our panel."
Was it last week or the week before you had made a joke about how? Oh, it was the tweet with the cats all typing after we come home.
Yes.
We really do text for a few days after
when
the episode
text
airs.
Goes off. Yes.
Yeah, it's true.
There's some of my favorite texts, or as Kim Richards would say, texts of the week.
Texts. I got these texts.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all for what happened on the reunion. No. Let's go to... I know some have some...
Well, the double date, I thought that was cute about... that was my last point, was Jack said that him and James would have a double date with Tom and Tom. I thought that was funny. That was like cute. a good little joke.
Double bro date.
Love it. Because James came through on this reunion. He was fun.
He did.
He poked fun at himself, and he was like crawling on the floor pretending to be Stassi. He had it for me. I thought it was fun. I do have shout-outs. Is that what you were getting to?
Yeah, shout-outs.
All season long, Brandon Romano was giving me the clips, so thank you so much for tuning in every week.
Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon.
Out of everybody. And then Bogan Prince and Just Joshin watched my live Instagram feed, and he was so excited for the reunion, or for us and the reunion tonight. So thank you guys so much. I appreciate the tags and posts about Vanderpump. They're hilarious. They're fun.
Nicole Kidman claps for everyone.
Jade Oxbury. She is my pinned tweet. She said, I have to stop listening to this when I run. People think I'm crazy laughing to myself. Hashtag it's sick.
I love
that. That was my pinned tweet all
season. Can we have one good final it's sick?
Oh, you want it for your ringtone for when I call?
Yeah, it's sick.
Okay. I need to get like into the character. What was my first in sick? Does it?
It was six? You were upset over James trying to say that he was sober, but he like was still drinking.
Oh my gosh, good memory. And that was like 18 years ago.
Guys, I'm way into this show.
Josh, do I have a? Can I have a single?
Where's my camera?
All right, ready, guys?
Yeah.
Got it.
It's sick.
Sick.
I think I even went. I think my first one was like a throwaway. It's thank you. You guys saw. I think it was more of like a throwaway though. Like it's sick.
It was.
And then
I turned it into a monster.
Yeah, guys, I'm so happy it's a catchphrase. I'm gonna make shirts, hats, pens.
Yes.
I'm gonna get a lapel pin.
Get the
merch.
We're
all back for next season.
Do that
first
merch
episode.
Line.
A brooch.
Brooch. I can make you a brooch bouquet.
Elisa brooch. Elisa's wearing a fierce brooch.
I hate when I laugh so big on camera. Okay. Yeah.
Wait, who has news and gossip? Anybody?
I have news and gossip.
Everybody.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, our friend of Vanderpump Rules After Show, Arthur Kanai, who was also... Arthur! Arthur Kanai was James' mentor this season on Vanderpump Rules. He got James the job at the Redbury under the condition of staying sober. Arthur is starting an emotional intelligence center in San Francisco called Atlas, which specializes in leadership development trainings, identifying what is getting in your way, and gaining the tools to break through limiting beliefs to create the results in your life that you've always wanted. For more information, you can go to www.atlasproject.org. That's www.atlasproject.org. Arthur, thank you for tuning in all season and being a friend of our show.
Yay, Arthur!
Thank you, Arthur. And mine's more of a rumor, and I need to investigate on this, and it's a little dishy, but... Okay. I heard that Tom Sandoval was not happy with, I was going to say Mordecai. What's his name?
Mordecai.
Peter?
No, the Peter? Kid.
Mordecai.
Stassi's.
Oh, Nikolai.
Nikolai. Mordecai. That's in the same element.
Wasn't that movie that Johnny Depp and Gwyneth Paltrow were in and Olivia Munn?
Mordecai?
Nikolai Mordecai?
Are you thinking of Malachi?
Malachi.
No, Malachi.
Children of
the
Corn.
Anyway, he said that he thought that segment went on too long and that... This is what I heard, is that he would drop kick that kid.
It's sick.
Oh.
It's sick.
I mean, I did see something on Twitter that he had,
is a podcast.
Quote, attacked Nikolai on a podcast. And I think it was the Pump Rules podcast is the name of that podcast. But yeah, so, I don't know what he said, though.
Big news today, too, guys. Vanderpump Rules, the official Twitter, followed me today.
Oh, how exciting.
Huge news.
Why didn't we lead with that?
I know.
Bury the lead.
Bury the lead.
I'm going to put it on a brooch.
Oh, my God.
And make a brooch bouquet.
Guys, this just in. Sheena started a new show, and she got 16,400 followers on the social media handle for this new show, Shenanigans, in one night.
Oh, Sheena.
Congratulations. So she... I know, wanted to talk about her side of some of the stuff with Shay tonight. So hopefully you guys caught that live on Instagram. Wow, good for her.
Yeah.
Proud good of you, girl. Her.
Good job.
Our live audience is going all crazy. Around. Guys, I mean, that's all I have to give. Does anybody have any final thoughts, opinions, feelings?
Nope.
Just want to say thanks for welcoming me, guys. 3/4 of the way through.
Oh my God, we had so much fun.
It was a great season.
It was a great season.
I was talking to my brother earlier, and I was telling him that it seemed like we were doing a countdown of like, okay, we've got 14 more weeks, 9 more weeks, and it seemed like the light was not at the end of the tunnel. And then all of a sudden, here we are.
The groundhog didn't see a shadow, and 5 more months of Vanderpump Rules.
You know, it did feel like, I felt like I was a different girl before this show started. It's been so long. I was a girl, and now I'm a woman.
Yeah. Yes, Brittany.
Sky Patterson has something fun that I think that we should maybe leave on.
What's that?
Sky Patterson says, hopefully the cast members of Vanderpump Rules grow up to better themselves and do right by each other and live in peace and harmony. I'm just kidding. They'll never really like each other.
Good job, Sky.
Sky, nailed it.
Thank you, Sky.
That's the one.
That's it. That's what we're ending on. Yeah, oh, perfect. My God, you guys, it's been a pleasure.
It's been so much fun.
I've loved every minute. Okay, guys, where can we talk to you over social media?
Jay Ellis on Instagram at @don't_be_jealous and Twitter at @still_jealous. I'm doing the RuPaul's Drag Race recap. If you like drag queens, if you like to see ya, watch me on that.
I am Matthew Evan Payne. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Matthew E. Payne. And you can also find me every Sunday for the Days of Our Lives after show edition days only here on AfterBuzz.
Matthew. Jesse D'Angelo here, guys. You can follow me everywhere at Jesse J. D'Angelo. And if you like gay guys, I'm going to be doing the panel for Fire Island from Logo starting April 27th.
Don't threaten me. And young lady,
for one last time.
For the final time, guys. Okay. You guys can. All my social media handles are the same. It's at Megan Stecker. I know I've been teasing something about working with somebody on Twitter. I'm sorry. Things are not finalized there yet, so keep following me for that. Someday, news will be up someday. Love you all. Thank you so much for giving us your time. I know that's very valuable, and we've enjoyed so much trying to make you laugh and recapping this crazy, wonderful, silly, awesome, dramatic show. And until next season.
Until we meet again, guys.
We'll see ya. Just raise your glasses high.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Suck a dick.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.